In her 14 years as a speech pathologist, Christine Dunbar has tried all sorts of technology to help special education students in Shoreline, everything from pen and paper to specially designed electronics. Still, she says it can be a struggle to break through to some kids. Then she discovered the iPad.
Honestly, I went and told my principal after about a week that I thought I had a magic wand.
One of the students her new powers allowed her to reach was an autistic third grader who usually only babbled random words. They did a vocabulary task on the iPad one day.
And the next time I came to his class, he turned to me and he said, "Dunbar, you bring your big phone?" Which was the longest sentence I'd ever heard him say. The first time he was really initiating and asking me a question, he wanted to know, you know, was the iPad going to be part of our day again today? That just completely floored me.
Dunbar's not the only one who's had success using this type of device. The majority of schools in the state are now experimenting with some form of touchscreen technology, be it the Kindle Fire, smartphone, or iTouch. Some schools are even trading in their laptops. That leads to the question we're probably all thinking.
What is it about this technology that is so compelling to people?
Con McQuinn runs a technology support center for schools in King County, Pierce County, and Bainbridge Island as part of the Puget Sound Educational Service District, or as he puts it,
I'm a science nerd.
So he set out to decode the iPad phenomenon. One thing he found is they're easy to use. Even kids who can't type can still manipulate objects with their fingers. But the real power could be that they let kids work at their own pace and track how well they're doing, so teachers know when students need help, even if they don't ask. McQuinn says that doesn't mean schools should run out and buy a bunch of iPads.
I don't think the devices themselves change education. It's what we do with the devices, and we have to be really intentional about taking advantage of what they can let us do more effectively as teachers and students, and also when to turn them off.
Regardless, he says touchscreen technology is here to stay. In fact, within a few years, he predicts these machines will be so cheap, they'll be in every student's hands. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.